as talks broke down with some of Detroit's major creditors. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder told reporters the state of Michigan was out of options.
The city is basically broke.
Detroit's bankruptcy petition, filed by state-appointed emergency manager Kevin Orr, lists the general retirement system and the police and fire retirement system of Detroit as two of the largest creditors, with a combined $2.5 billion in unfunded liabilities. Orr estimates the city's annual budget deficit at more than $300 million, with its long-term debt close to $20 billion. It's money the city simply doesn't have.
What shocked me was the tolerance for this behavior for decades. This has been going on for a very long time, and to say the least, it is at best unorthodox in terms of how these things were going.
The bankruptcy is another blow to Detroit. Resident Everett Cottrell says the city has struggled to shed its image of urban blight and perpetual decay.
They think Detroit is a dump. You know, they don't even know. They have no respect. It's a dump now. You know, a big old Detroit can't even have their own business. That's bad.
Leland Harrison, another resident, blames Detroit's fiscal mess on neglect by city leaders. He sees emergency manager Orr's bankruptcy filing as a last resort.
Well, they've had enough time to straighten it out, so I guess, as they say, if you can't handle it themselves, someone else will, so I guess they did.
Some residents are concerned city assets could be liquidated to help pay the bills, including the large collection of paintings, sculptures, and historic artifacts at the Detroit Institute of Arts. One piece is the puppet Howdy Doody from the iconic children's TV show of the 1950s. Emergency manager Orr trying to allay concerns.
Well, right now there's nothing for sale, including Howdy Doody.
But no bets are off the table. The fate of the city's assets rests with a federal bankruptcy judge, who has yet to be appointed. Kane Faribault, VOA News, Chicago.